Hello everybody, welcome to more Celebrity Facts with me, Alicia Lang. This week, I'm talking about the one only, Blackpink. So here we go. Blackpink began forming in 2010 when YG Entertainment had held tryouts worldwide for preteen and teenage recruits to create a new girl group after launching its first major one to NE1 the previous year. According to the members, joining the label trainees was equivalent to enrolling in full-time pop star academy, with Jennie describing the experiences were more strict than school, and Rose comparing it to the X Factor with dorm rooms. Jennie, the group's main rapper and lead vocalist, was the first member revealed on June 1, 2016. She joined YG Entertainment as a trainee in 2010, after moving back to South Korea from New Zealand. She had been introduced to the public for the first time in 2012 in a photo titled "Who's That Girl?" on YG Entertainment's website, which was on April 10th. Promotions for the groups began in the first week of August 2016 with the release of teaser images, videos and advertisements. The first girl group to debut under YG Entertainment in 7 years, Blackpink released their debut single album Square One on August 8th, 2016, consisting of tracks Bonfire and Whistle. They charted at number one and number two on respectively on the Billboard World Digital Song Chart sales. Chart, making Blackpink the fastest act to achieve feat and third YG Entertainment artist to hold the top of two positions, simultaneously after Psy and Big Bang. On January the 17th, 2017, Blackpink revealed their name for their fandom, Blink and promotional of Black and Pink. On June the 22nd, the group released their first standalone digital single, As If You Were Last. According to Jisoo, it involved the change of sound, their previous releases, which featured a black concept and marked their first single as a brighter pink concept. On January 6, 2018, Blackpink released their first episode of the reality show, Blackpink House, which comprised 12 episodes released throughout 2018, following the four members spending 100 days of vacation as they move on into their new dorm via their official VLive and YouTube channels. On October 19, 2018, English singer Dua Lipa released Kiss Me Make Up with Blackpink, a new track re-released edition of the self-titled debut album. Kiss Me and Make Up became the group's second entry of the UK single chart, peaking at number 36, which made the first 40 hit by a Korean group. It was debuted by number 93 on the Billboard Hot 100, marking Blackpink's second entry of the chart, making them the only Korean girl group to score multiple entries on the chart. On April 22nd, 2020, Lady Gaga confirmed that Blackpink would be featured on the tracklist for her sixth studio album, Chromatia. The collaboration Sour Candy was released on a promotional single on the 28th of May, 2020. On the Billboard Hot 100, the song debuted at 33, giving Blackpink the first 40 hit and becoming the highest charting song by a Korean girl group in the US. The group's first documentary film, Blackpink Light Up the Sky, premiered on Netflix on October the 14th, 2020. And covered the 4 years since the girl group's debut in 2016. The documentary included footage from their training days, look at their home lives and behind-the-scenes stories and interviews with all the members, as well as a glimpse into the making of the album. Blackpink headlined at the Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival on April the 15th and 22nd, 2023, making history of its first Asian act to appear as a headliner. The group's headline set at Coachella was received positively by fans and critics, who praised their confident, energizing performances and described as a heroic moment for the representation of K-pop on a global stage. Blackpink released their first teaser video for their upcoming tour on February the 5th, 2025. On February the 19th, the group announced their dates for their world tour kicking off on July the 5th at the Gangnam Stadium in Gangwon. And heading the stadiums in North America and Europe, including London's Wembley Stadium, making the first K-pop girl group to perform at a venue. The single Jump was officially released on July the 11th through YG Entertainment in a new distribution partnership with The Orchard. Replacing the girls' previous distributor, Interscope, it became their third song to the top of the Billboard Global 200, for their fourth to the top of the Billboard Global, Excel US. Making Blackpink the female act with the most number ones in the later chart histories. The song also debuted at number 28 on the US Billboard Hot 100, earning the group their 10th entry on the chart. On January the 14th, 2026, Blackpink officially announced their third Korean extended play deadline, which was released on February 27th. So now you know about Blackpink. Honestly, they're absolutely awesome. I think my favourite member is Jennie. She's done a lot of good things. So yeah, she's my favourite member. I actually don't have a particular favourite song. I like them all because, yeah, they're really good. Hopefully to see them live one day. That'd be awesome. So join me next week as I talk even more celebrity. So stay tuned, everyone. Take care and bye for now.